Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is The Adventures of Tintin. Well, Steven Spielberg brings us Tintin, who's a journalist and a sleuth who is helped by his faithful dog. But the mystery they're trying to solve this time takes them on an adventure in far, far away places.
Snowy, look at this. It was long claimed the ship was carrying a secret cargo.
The model ship conceals a clue
to one of the greatest secrets in all history.
I'm warning you. Get out while you still can. These people do not play nice.
Now this is amazing. I think you would have to say this movie might very well be the best animated movie of all time. It's so well done, there were times I had to remind myself that it wasn't real, and I'm sure Steven Spielberg would agree with me on that. In fact, I'm pretty much sure he was obsessed with its coolness because he got lost in it, forgot to make the movie interesting. After a while, the movie's just one action scene after another action scene after another action scene, all the while nearly boring me to tears. And suddenly, the nearly 2-hour movie felt like it was 2 weeks long. In fact, it was so long I had just enough time to devise 153 unique escape plans to get the heck out of there. And just when I was gonna try number 72, the movie ended. So the first 30 minutes of this movie were seeing, but then you are over it. So in our movie night traffic light, The Adventures of Tintin is a yellow light. Now into a movie with a lot darker action. It's The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Well, Daniel Craig is a journalist hired by a rich guy to find out who killed someone in his family. And Rooney Mara is helping him, and they find themselves in the middle of a mystery they did not expect.
You will be investigating thieves, misers, bullies, the most detestable collection of people that you will ever meet. My family.
The names. And they have some.
Someone killed her. Someone on the island that day.
These people are insane.
I know, this will sound odd, out of character, in fact, pretty much miraculous. I actually read this book. And yes, they change things up a bit from the movie. They move things around, they get rid of things, and leave out some of the detail, thank goodness. Because this movie could easily have been 10 hours long if they kept in all that detail. Now, I myself appreciate simplification. The book made me feel completely inadequate in the ability to understand stuff, but the movie, I could follow. The story's compelling, the characters are great, and the acting is very good. But this mystery is definitely not for the kids. This one is dark and disturbing. So if you have to bring the kids to the theater, maybe send them to go see Tintin while you get to see this one. So in our movie night traffic light, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.